Hello everyone, this is Rob. I'm in Vegas again. This is my Vegas trip 2012. As most of you know, I come to Vegas every year for about 2 weeks in December, and I play poker. My wife, Claire, joins me for some of that trip. This year, she's coming in during the middle of my trip. So in a few days, this Friday actually, she'll be coming in, and we'll be playing poker together. Usually visit a show or two, and we've seen most of the sites, but we'll eat here and there and sometimes try a new place, but it's pretty fun. But really, most of this trip is for poker. Usually, I write a blog, and this year, I don't have a laptop with me, so that's going to be a little difficult. I'm not really keen on typing on my iPhone or my iPad. Usually, my blogs are pretty long and detailed, and it's just not going to cut it. So I might go to the Apple Store and pick up a Bluetooth keyboard for my iPad so that I can blog. But for now, what I'm going to do is just use these audio booths. So just to get started, my first day was Sunday. I got in late. I didn't get in until about 10:30 Vegas time. And usually when I do that, I don't get a room for that night. I get it for the next day because more often than not, I'm just going to be playing all night anyway, so a room's kind of wasted. This year I'm staying at IP, or Imperial Palace, which is now changing its name to the Quad. It's currently under construction, so even though the IP was cheap before, it's really cheap now. It's off-season, they're doing construction, so the rooms, I think, were like $10 a night. It's pretty ridiculous. And the room's not spectacular, but honestly, I've paid more for worse rooms, for sure. It's clean, it's comfortable. It's on a good part of the strip, so I usually like to stay at Planet Hollywood or MGM, or even the Mirage is pretty nice, but this is certainly fine. I mean, I'm by myself. Nobody else is here with me. There's no need to spend a lot of money on a room. So it's fine for now. Claire will join me this weekend, and I will be moving to Planet Hollywood. So that's a much nicer place. But anyway, enough about that. I came to the IP, and I checked in. First I got like the worst cabbie ever. He barely spoke English, and he took me to, I don't know if it was because of construction or what, but he took me to like the ass end of IP, and I had to walk forever to get to the front desk. And then I saw that I couldn't check in the next day until 4 p.m. So I was like, okay, this is going to be a long session. I went up to, actually the IP poker room has moved because of the construction. It's now on the second floor and it's pretty hidden. And I figured that was really going to kill business. And sure enough, I showed up and there was only one table running. It was running a mixed game, actually. It was running a 3-6 fixed limit mixed game with a $3 max rake, and they were playing like 8 or 10 different games. I took a picture of the flyer. If you follow my Twitter feed, you should see that, or my Facebook feed. But in any case, the table was full. It looked interesting. There was quite a few games I didn't know, and some I hadn't even heard of. So I moved on. I ended up at the Mirage, and I think I started finally playing at about midnight. I didn't really do a whole lot of fancy stuff there. I mean, I was playing pretty solid. I had some decent cards. I made some decent folds. Really just kind of picked up pots here and there. There's a couple of big pots that I bluffed at with good hands, but had missed. And I had a pretty good reputation, so I took those pots and ended up about 450. So that was pretty good. It's always nice to bag a winning session right up front. And, you know, put a little extra cash in my bankroll. Then after that, I searched for a game. It was pretty late. The game broke. Otherwise, I would have kept playing. The table was really soft. I pretty much did what I wanted to on that table, and it was pretty easy to tell when they had something big. So that was a great game, but unfortunately, it broke. I looked for a game, and I found one at Harrah's. It was a smaller game, but there was a couple of crazies on there. And I got up to 100 pretty quickly, but, you know, I had queens and raised to 10 bucks preflop, which was a decent raise, and I got called by two people. One guy had 8-3 offsuit and flopped like an 8-3 deuce, and he took me for like 85 bucks or something. Overall, I ended up $10, and I played for a few hours, and I was going nowhere, so I just booked a $10 win and came back to the IP, did an early check-in for like 16 bucks, which is crazy because the room was only like 10. But yeah, I'm staying here for a few days for like $52 for 4 days, I think. So anyway, that's been my first day. I will put another boot together soon.